This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces continue shelling Ukraine's second largest city, rocking a residential neighborhood and closing in on the capital, Kyiv, and a 40-mile convoy of hundreds of tanks and other vehicles. Meanwhile, the United Nations General Assembly opened an extraordinary emergency session Monday with pleas from Ukraine for help. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Ukraine's UN ambassador, Serhii Kislytsa, told the 193 member nations that they must respond to Russia's aggressions, and if his country is crushed, international peace and democracy are in peril.
Ukraine, that is paying now the ultimate price for freedom and security of itself and of the world.
Russia's UN ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, says his country didn't start this, and their defense of two breakaway areas in eastern Ukraine is being distorted.
Russia is seeking to end this war.
The draft resolution the UNGA votes on later this week demands Russia immediately stop its attacks on Ukraine, according to a copy obtained by the Associated Press.
The United States has expelled dozens of members of the Russian mission to the United States.
The United States further turned the screws on Vladimir Putin's Russia Monday, announcing the expulsion of 12 members of the Russian mission to the United Nations. The U.S. accused the 12 of being intelligence operatives engaged in espionage. At the U.N., an extraordinary emergency session of the General Assembly opened, with Ukraine's Ambassador Serhii Kislytsa saying,
"If Ukraine does not survive, we cannot be surprised if democracy fails next."
Speeches will continue Tuesday, with all U.N. members being given an opportunity to speak about the war. In Washington, Ukraine's ambassador to the United States, Oksana Makarova, met with lawmakers.
"We have very good understanding. I think we are at the same page."
Mike Grossi.
This is VOA News. The mass exodus of refugees from Ukraine to the eastern edge of the European Union showed no signs of stopping Monday, with the UN estimating more than 520,000 people have already escaped Russia's burgeoning war against Ukraine. Long lines of cars and buses were backed up at checkpoints at the borders of Poland, Hungary, Slovakia, Romania, and non-EU member Moldova. Others crossed the borders on foot, dragging their possessions behind them. Several hundred refugees were gathered at a temporary reception center in the Hungarian border village, awaiting transport to transit hubs where they would be taken further into Hungary and beyond. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has appealed a judge's decision requiring he answer questions under oath in New York State's civil investigation onto his business practices, a widely expected move that's likely to prolong the fight over his testimony by months. Lawyers for Trump and his two eldest children filed papers on Monday with the appellate division of the state's trial court, seeking to overturn the Manhattan judge's February 17th ruling. They argue that ordering the Trumps to testify violates their constitutional rights because their answers could be used in a parallel criminal investigation. The court did not set a date for arguments. It typically issues decisions several months after that, but could be inclined to rule on an expedited basis. The U.S. Justice Department launched one of the largest and most complex criminal investigations in its history after a mob of Donald Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol over a year ago. Now it's time for a jury to hear some of the government's evidence about the unparalleled attack on American democracy. The first trial for one of the hundreds of Capitol riot prosecutions begins this week, with jury selection that started Monday in the case against Guy Wesley Rafiq. The Texas man is charged with bringing a gun onto Capitol grounds, interfering with police officers guarding the building, and threatening his teenage children if they reported him to authorities. Jurors could hear attorneys opening statements as soon as Tuesday. His trial may be a bellwether for many other Capitol riot cases. A conviction would give prosecutors more leverage in plea talks with rioters who are facing the most serious charges. However, an acquittal may lead others to wait for their own day in court. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.